we've all sinned. Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, we're all born sinners. Yeah, 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 I know. That's a far cry from, buddy, you sin. You have offended God. You daily breathe out sin. And that is an offense to God. You go, hey, I'm not that bad, right? Well, that's the crux of the issue. Yes, you are. You are that bad. I'm that bad, you know? I mean, I'm that bad. I had a guy tell me one time, he says, Greg, wow, I heard you preach the gospel to those people. He says, you'd have thought you were preaching to a bunch of sex perverts. I thought, yeah, I was. Isn't that what we are? I mean, hey, the mind you have is the mind I have. I know what you think because I know what I think. I know what's in your heart because I know what's in my heart. The heart is desperately wicked, right? Jeremiah 17:9. It is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? God does. God knows the depths of the wickedness of our hearts. Folks, we're bad. I'm sorry, we're bad. Bad, bad, and bad. We are wicked. We are perverse. We are twisted. And yet God in his kindness sought us out to save us and show us his love in Jesus Christ. We'll never understand grace until we understand this issue. Okay, this is important. This is essential. Because right here is where we see the method, the biblical method of evangelism employed by the Apostle Paul, and he said that we should imitate him. The issue is very simple, folks. If we don't take the time at the beginning to explain to the sinner his problem, why do you think he'd be interested in the solution? If you sit down with a doctor, and the doctor says, man, you got to take this pill, you got to go through this cancer treatment, you got to go through radiation, you got to go through chemotherapy, we've got to do emergency surgery, and you say, excuse me. I'm healthy. Look at me. I'm healthy. I'm good. And the doctor says, look, all of this is going to make you feel a whole lot better. And you think, radiation, chemotherapy, and emergency surgery, that's going to make me feel better. Are you nuts? Right? That would sound insane. And the doctor would never do that. You know what a doctor does? He'll show you the x-rays first. He'll show you the lump in your chest. He'll show you the CAT scan. He'll put you in the tube, take an MRI. And he'll show you the tumor. And by the time he gets done showing you what's wrong, how long does he have to take to convince you of the cure? Not very long. You think, oh my, I'm going to die. And he says, yeah, you're going to die unless you do this. Would you like to do this? And you say, mm-hmm, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'd like to do that. And yet we don't do that with the gospel. And yet when we look at a sinner, that's how we need to understand. He's sick. And he is condemned. He has a problem that will cause his death. He has a terminal illness, sin. He has sinned against a holy God and broken the law. He must pay the fine, death. And yet, we don't start with that. We basically say, accept Jesus, and he has a wonderful plan for your life, and God will make everything better, and you're going to feel good. And that's not right.